Today's here in the Daf Yomi is Gemara Baba Kama Daf Chof Hey. We continue to learn for the safety of the Chayalim, the Kochas HaBitachon, all the EMTs, all of Klal Yisrael's forces in Gaza, in Eretz Yisrael, along all the borders. They should be safe. They should be successful. They should bring back the hostages safely and with full health in Heira. Everybody who needs a Refuah Shleima should have one, and all those that are Nebuch still suffering their korbanos that they've sacrificed for Klal Yisrael, Hashem should be Menachem. Okay, yesterday we learned the Mishnah, we chazered over outside, that began on the bottom of Chof Dalet Amud Aleph. And we had a famous Kal Vachomer and a discussion that we've had many times already in the Masechta, a machlokus between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim as to what is the halacha in regarding the nezek of a shor tam when it does it in the rishus of the nizak. And the opinion of the Chachamim is that you still only pay chatzi nezek, but the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, based upon a kavah homer, is that you pay nezek sholim, even though it's a shor tam, if it does the damage in the rishus of the nizak. And the first kavah homer that Rabbi Tarfon had given us was that he said that if the din is that in a place where the halacha is shein and regel in the Rishus HaRabim is potter, nevertheless, in the Rishus HaNizak, it's nezek shalem. So certainly then, the tolda of keren, which is chatzi nezek in the Rishus HaRabim, should certainly be nezek shalem in the Rishus of the Nizak. And the Chachamim has said to that, no, we have this principle, dayo lovim in adin lios kenidon. When you're learning a kavah homer, this is a good kavah homer, but when you're learning kavah homer, you can't make it stricter. And if the din was that in the Rishus HaRabim, it's only chatzi nezek, so then in the Rishus of the Nizak, if it's a short time, it can also only be chatzi nezek. So then along came Rabbi Tarfon. I said, I'll give you a different kavah homer then. He says, the kavah homer can be as follows. He says, if in the Rishus HaRabim, the din is by shein and by regel that you don't pay damages. Nevertheless, by keren, you do pay damages in that situation, chatzi nezek. So certainly, in a place where we're machmir on shein and regel, such as in the Rishus HaNizak, that you pay nezek shalem, so to certainly keren, you should have to pay nezek shalem over there. Another very good kal vachomer. And again, the Chachamim responded and said, no, dayo lovim in adin lios kenidon, that this principle of dayo, that you can't have the kal vachomer be stricter than the original thing that it was learning the din from. So just like Rishus HaRabim, you pay only chatzi nezek by a short time, so too, even in the Rishus HaNizak, the Chachamim said, you only pay chatzi nezek by a short tam. Now, we start the Gemara on Chof Hay Amud Aleph, about 6-7 lines down from the top. Gemara says, does Rabbi Tarfon not hold from this din of Dayo? Rabbi Tarfon less lay Dayo. After all, Dayo Daraisahu, everybody holds the din of Dayo. It's a din Daraisa. Where do we see this din Daraisa? This is in the famous story where Miriam gets Tzoras after she speaks to Aaron, a somewhat Lashon Hara, about her brother Moshe Rabbeinu. And she says to Aaron, hey, we also speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how come he separates from his wife? Moshe Rabbeinu separated from Tzipora, and she said to Aaron, it's not fair to Tzipora. She was sticking up for her sister-in-law. She wasn't Chas HaShalom castigating Moshe Rabbeinu. She says, poor Tzipora, how come Moshe Rabbeinu left her when we still live with our husbands and wives, respectively, her husband and Aaron's wife? And the Torah tells us, we learn in the Brayse, the Tanya, Midin Kal Vachomer Ketzad, the famous Mishnah in Zvachim, which we say every morning in the Davening, Rishmolim Ebi Shlosh Midot Torah Nidresh Behem. So as part of that discussion, the Gemara in Zvachim, it tells us that where do we learn out the Dinam of Kal Vachomer and the Din of Dayo? So it teaches us from the following, Midin Kal Vachomer Ketzad, where do we learn out this Din of Dayo in the laws of Kal Vachomer? So it brings down the Psukim from Moshe and Aaron and Miriam. So it says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, what Miriam did was wrong. Yavia, Yarok, Yarak, Bifanel, Halos, you call him Shem HaSamim. If her father were to have, so to say, spit in her face, so wouldn't she have to have a Hesker, Halos, you call him Shem HaSamim? The Minhag Mount Tosa says, she says the minimum amount of a hesker is 7 days. And then hesker pochos b'zayin yomim. So this is the kal v'chomer that the Torah is making to say that if her father had put her in hesker, so to say, it would be for 7 days. Halos he call him shivas yomim. So kal v'chomer for HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shchina are b'asra yom. It should be twice as much. Tosos again in Dira Masu Kal Vachomer in his second teret says that the Ein Hesker Pachos Zayin Yomin V'chei Muchach B'Tosef the Maseches Avos, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be 14, twice as much, because you can't have a Hesker that's less than 7 days. So if you're going to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be more than that, so more than 7 has to be 14. That's the only other option. It's not 8 or 9 or 10. It has to be twice as much, another Hesker. So it's 14 days. In the first shot of Tosos, he says that the father and the mother, we say a famous statement, Gimu Shutrim Ba'adam. So the father and the mother each contribute 5 things, so to say, to the Vlad that's born, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu contributes 10 things. This is an Agadah to Gemara that we have in the Gemara Nida. In any event, so we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be twice as much, and that's the Kal V'chomer. And therefore, Miriam should have had 14 days of Hesker. And along comes the Torah teaches, Elo Dayo Lovo Minadin Lios Kenido, that we don't say that the Kal V'chomer should make it 14, but we say since the Kal V'chomer says 7, the father would put her in Hesker for 7 days, so we don't make HaKadosh Baruch Hu put her in Hesker for 14 days, but it should be Dayo, should be just like what the father was. So it's 7 days for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And this is the source of Dayo Lovo Minadin Kios Nadin Lios Kenido from the Torah. So the Gemara's question is, if this is the Din D'Oraisa, how could Rabbi Tarfon not hold from it? So Rabbi Tarfon seems in our Mishnah to not hold from Dayo. So Gemara says, and we had this the other day as well, that when Rabbi Tarfon says, I don't hold from Dayo, it's not true. He does hold from Dayo. He just doesn't hold from Dayo in all circumstances. Ki les lei l'dayo, hecha demifra kal v'chomer. Rabbi Tarfon says, you can't apply the principle of Dayo if it's going to slug up the entire kal v'chomer, if it's going to make the kal v'chomer irrelevant, not usable. You only say Dayo if it's part of the Kal V'chomer then now be slugged up, but the rest of the Kal V'chomer would still be good. So it's not really slugging up the Kal V'chomer, it's you're not going to apply the Kal V'chomer. So Rabbi Tarfon agrees, if the Kal V'chomer still will exist, then we apply the principle of Dayo, which is the principle of D'Oraisa. He's not arguing on the principle of Dayo, he's just saying the application of it, if it's going to totally ruin the Kal V'chomer, in other words, you won't have any benefit from this Kal V'chomer, then we don't apply Dayo. We'll see what we mean in a second. So, ki les lei Dayo, hecha demifra kal v'chomer, hecha delo mifra kal v'chomer, also Rabbi Tarfon is lei Dayo. He agrees with Dayo. Now, let's put this into the practical terms over here. In regards to this Kal V'chomer of 7 days versus 14 days, hasam shiva d'shchina lo k'sive. According to Rabbi Tarfon, it doesn't mention, we'll see the Chacham disagree with this, Rabbi Tarfon says that it doesn't mention that there should be 7 days for the Hesker, for, so to say, angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for requiring to be put into Hesker because of the Shechina, that you were somehow not appropriate with the Shechina. So hasam shiva d'shchina lo k'sive. It doesn't mention anything about Hesker for 7 days for doing something inappropriate with the Shechina. So also Kal V'chomer and Aisei Arbeisa. And therefore the Kal V'chomer comes along and says it should be 14 days for the Shechina. Now, also Dayo, the principle of Dayo, therefore, Apik Shiva V'okei Shiva, comes to take away 7 from the 14 and remain with 7. And therefore, the Kal V'chomer is still intact, and therefore the principle of Dayo applies over here, because you're not totally ruining it, because there now is 7 days, that's what the Kal V'chomer teaches us, Dayo, love him not dearly, yos k'nid don't. So it's the 7 days like you would have for a father, but it's not the 14 days, because Dayo, love him not dearly, yos k'nid don't, and it can't be 14 days. Aval hach, in regards to Chatzi Nezek, in regards to the Karen being Chatzi Nezek in the Rishus of the Rabbim, but not in the Rishus of the Nizak. It should be, according to Rabbi Tarfon, it should be Nezek Shalem. Therefore, if you remove this Kal V'chomer, then there is no Kal V'chomer. If you say Dayo, there is no Kal V'chomer. Avohocha Chatzi Nezek Siv. The Torah tells us that there's Chatzi Nezek in the din of Karen in the Rishus of Rabbim. The also Kal V'chomer, and the Kal V'chomer comes along and tells us, I see Chatzi Nezek Achrina. There's another Chatzi Nezek that you pay when it's in the Shus of the Nizak, the Nasi Nezek Shalim, to make it a half and a half, to make it Nezek Shalim. But if you're going to go and say, no, Dayo, Lovin Adim, Mios Lididon, Idir Ashta, Dayo, so then if it's like Kal V'chomer, then you have totally ruined this Kal V'chomer, because the Chatzi Nezek was already there. So we're only dealing with the second Chatzi Nezek, the second half, so to say, to make it Nezek Shalem. But if you get rid of that because of Dayo, then there is no Kal V'chomer. So therefore, Rabbi Tarfon says, in that situation, where if you apply the principle of Dayo, you essentially have totally uprooted the Kal V'chomer, there's nothing to be learned from the Kal V'chomer, then Rabbi Tarfon says, you don't apply the din of Dayo, and you have the Kal V'chomer. So here, by Nezek, you already knew the din of Chatzi Nezek. It always is Chatzi Nezek for short time. And we're trying to add on an additional Chatzi Nezek. If you say Dayo removes that additional Chatzi Nezek, then we have no Kal V'chomer whatsoever. So that's Rabbi Tarfon's rationale. He does hold Dayo, but not in this situation where we totally remove the Kal V'chomer. No, what do the Chachamim say about that? Rabbanim, they say, no, Shiva D'Shechina K'sive. It already is written there, the Shiva D'Shechina, because it says, Tisager Shivas Yamim. You would have a Hesker of 7 days. So therefore, the 7 days is already there. And therefore, the Dayo doesn't totally ruin the Kal V'chomer. You have the 7 days, and therefore, it's the additional 7 days, Dayo, love it, and then Leos can you don't. No, what does Rabbi Tarfon say to that? So Rabbi Tarfon says, no, Rabbi Tarfon, Halu Tisager, that Pasuk Tisager, Shivas Yamim, is teaching us the Darshinon, Dayo who? As Rashi says, the Dibra Masa Rabbi Tarfon, Halu Tisager is Lashminon, the Darshinon, Dayo. Who the asa? That's what it's coming to teach us. The locusiv hachi have lay our basa, and then we would have said 14. So that's where you need to go and teach us the din of Dayo to make it 7 instead of 14. So that's what Rabbi Tarfon uses with the pasuk. No, that's a very good statement. What did the Chachamim do with that? The Rabbanan says, it says Batisoger twice. It says Tisoger Shivas Yamim, and it says the Rabbanan Siv Kroachrina Batisoger Miriam. So it also says it again, and therefore you already have it. And therefore, the second time comes to teach us that this is also a case of Daya Lovin and Din, even though it's totally going to remove the Kavu Chomer. No, Rabbi Tarfon, how the feel will be Amad Darshin and Dayo. And Rabbi Tarfon says, why does it have to say the second time? That's to teach us that there is a din of Dayo every place else. Because I might have said that this is only a Dayo over here because of the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo tamar hocham, yishum kvodo shal Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, it's my sister. Go and please, kel no, before Allah, he says, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heal my sister. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu said over here, yeah, here we'll apply the principle of Dayo, and that's why it's only 7 days. But every place else, there is no such principle of Dayo. And therefore, Avo B'Yam Allah, Kamash Olam, that it's not just Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it says, Vatisoger Miriam, it's a teacher that it's not just because of Moshe Rabbeinu's covered, but this is a general principle. Bottom line is, both Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim hold the principle of Dayo. They only argue about, is it always applicable? Or Rabbi Tarfon says, if it's going to make the Kavu Chomer inapplicable, so then we don't apply the principle of Dayo. But everybody agrees there is this principle of Dayo, as we brought down. It's a halacha min ha-Torah. Daraisahi. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to tell us, we'll spend a lot of the rest of the shir on, is there a shita that actually doesn't hold from Dayo? Now, only Rapapa li Abayi. Rapapa says to Abayi, v'ho ha'itana. Here we seem to have a Tana, which we'll see in a moment, the law Darish Dayu, that doesn't offer the principle of Dayo, even when we have got the law Mifra Kavu Chomer, not like a Rabbi Tarfon, but even more than Rabbi Tarfon, even when it doesn't make the Kavu Chomer inapplicable, he still doesn't hold, this Tana doesn't hold from the principle of Dayo. What is that? Because we learned the Tanya, we learned the following Braisa. Now we have here some dinim of Tuma and Tara that may not be familiar with so familiar with people. So we'll chazer them over as we go through this inyan. So it says that the keri bizov, that when a zov, a person is a zov, a man is a zov, we're dealing here with a man, who has two discharges, either on the same day or over 2 days. And this makes this person to a Zov, a regular Zov. If he has to bring a carbon, becomes a Zov Gadol, so then he has to have a third Ria within this period of time, or on a third day, as long as it's on three consecutive days, or three times on, even on the same day, or between 2 days, so then he's a Zov Gadol. He'll not only have all the dinim of Zov in terms of Tum and Tar, but he'll also have to bring a carbon. We're not interested in the carbon right now, so we could be dealing just with a regular Zov who's had Shtei Rios, a man who's had these two types of Ziva discharges, a man or a woman. And nowadays, we don't have any application because we don't really have Tum and Tara except in regards to husband and wife separating when she is in the status of Nida or in a Ziva. But for a man, there is a concept as well of Zov. We don't have this din today. We don't have practical ramifications of this. And the question here that the Gemara is saying is that when a man who is a Zov, so he has a certain type of Tuma on him, and then he has a semen discharge, a zera discharge. So the keri, the zera discharge, bizov, in a zov, minayin, how do we know that it's metame, as Rashi tells us, that it's metame, this tipa, as Rashi says, kirio shozov, minayin shatei hatipa, metame bimaga ubimasa, ketipa shel zov. How do we know that this zera that comes out of a zov, the person is a zov, how do we know that not only does ziva that comes out of him, a ziva type of a discharge that comes out of him, but as well as a regular carry type of discharge that comes out of him, has the ability to mitame something by touching, by maga, but also by masa, even without touching the person, but just by being carried by the person, it's also mitame that item. How do we know this? It's mitame bimaga ubimasa. So, vidinu. So the Gemara says it is in fact a kal v'chomer. Ma tohor bitohor. Let's see along in Rashi because we'll be able to make it a little bit easy to follow in the school. Ma. So uma tohor bitohor. The roke, the spittle. Shehu tohor, but odom tohor, the spit of a regular person is not matami in any way, the tohor person. So his spittle is not matami. So ma tohor bitohor, something which normally in a tohor person is tohor, have a tome umitame bimaso. Be adam tome kigon zov. So that's what it means, tome bitome. When you have spittle of a zov, so Rashi explains that the spittle of a zov is mitame bimasa, as Rashi says, based upon the pasuk. So the chiyarok hazov bitohar. When a zov spits on a person who is tohar, unintentionally mistama, but even intentionally, of course. So the chiyaro kazov batahar, and it lands not on the person himself. So it's not a maga. The mashba b'mesh biyad hatar. It lands on something that the tar is holding. So the tar person is holding a bag, and the spittle of the zav lands on this bag, and the person carrying the bag, this tar person, is carrying now this bag with the spittle on it. So the Gemara Nida tells us, Kedashinu Maseches Nida, the Hainu Masa, this is what's called Masa, the Chsev, the Chibes Begadav. In other words, he became Tomei. So the Din here is telling us, Ma Tor B'Tor, back to the Gemara, spittle from a tar person is not Metame, and nevertheless, spittle in a Zov is Metame, so certainly Kal V'Chomer, Tomei B'Tor, if a person who is tar, but has something coming out of him that's tame, i.e. zera, carry coming out of him, so that is metame, so certainly ein odin she tame betame. So certainly this discharge, this carry that comes out of a zav is certainly going to be tame. Now, in what way is it tame? The Kal V'Chomer says, v'chol ma'aseh lo bein lemaga bein lemasa. It should be tame both for maga and the masa. So therefore, that is this Kal V'Chomer. Now, how do we see that this Tana of this Brisa doesn't hold from Dayo? The Amai. Why are you telling me that it's Matame for Maga and Masa? We should say, if we apply the principle of Dayo, Nema, Ahani Kal V'Chomer L'Maga. It should only apply for Maga, just like Zera is only Matame normally b'maga and not Masa. So therefore, here it should also apply also Ahane Dayo Lafuke Masa. It should only be for Maga, but not for Masa. Yet this Tana says, Bekom Isale, Bein Lamaga, Bein Lamasa. So clearly the Tana, this Brisa, doesn't hold from Dayo. Are you going to tell me, V'chitemwa, Lamaga lo itzra Kal V'Chomer? For Maga, you don't need a Kal V'Chomer at all, because the lo gara migavra tar, because if a tar person, his zera is metame with maga, so certainly a zav, his zera should be metame b'maga, and therefore I don't need the Kal V'Chomer teach me maga, and therefore the Kal V'Chomer is only teaching me masa. So it's trich. No, you still need it, because I would have said so kedai dechamina only mikre lailuksiv. The only type of zera that is metame is only that type of zera that comes out mikre laila, comes out through a nocturnal emission, or comes out through relations. And it's only in that situation, misha kirya gorilo, it's his zera that causes it to be tame. However, yotza zeh, as opposed to a person who's a zav, she'en kirya gorim lo, it's not his zera that is making him into the tame discharge, elo dover acha gorim lo, the fact that he's a zav. And therefore, I would have said, no, maybe that the zera of a zav, paradoxically, is not mitame maga. And therefore, kamash v'lon, that you needed to teach us this. So therefore, this Kal V'Chomer is teaching us something which we could have said Dayo. We could have said Dayo, it should be just Maga and not Masa. And yet the Tana says, Ukamaisilo, Bela Maga, Bela Masa. So here the Tana, this Raisa, clearly doesn't hold Dayo. Someone says, no. Mide below Dover Achiksiv. In fact, as Rashi points out, Mikra Laila Ksiv, Bain Bitome, Bain Bitar. The fact that the Zera comes out has nothing to do with whether he's a Valkyrie or he's a Zav. No, Mashiyukach Lemaga Loitzur Kal V'Chomer. You don't need that. That is no matter what. Because it tells us that the Mikra Laila, however it comes out, is going to be Mitame. Whether the person was Tar himself and it's only a Zera that's Tame, or whether the person was Zav and he's already Tame. No, the Zera that comes out, I don't need a Kal V'Chomer for. And therefore, the Kal V'Chomer is only for this din of Bein Lamaga, Bein Lamasa, and therefore it's not an application of Dayo. Because if you would say Dayo here, then it would totally ruin the Kal V'Chomer. And this would be like Rabbi Tarfon. The Tana of this Brisa holds like Rabbi Tarfon that you don't apply Dayo if it's going to totally ruin the Kal V'Chomer. Now the Gemara says, who, by the way, is the author of this Brisa? Because it doesn't appear to be two of the main Shitos that we know about. Uman Tana, the Shamas Lady Omer, Shich Vazera, Shozov, Metami, Bemasa. This Brisa clearly shows us that Shich Vazera is Metami, Bein Lamaga, Bein Lamasa. Who says that the Sheikh Vazera is Metame Lamasa, the author of this Brisa? But who is the author of this Brisa? It can't be Lori Elezer, Lori Yeshua. It's not the two well-known opinions that we have, Elezer and Yeshua. What are those opinions? It's not. That's the Gersa that we have. The Mesos HaShad says it's really a Brisa. It should be the Tanya. Sheikh Vazera shel Zov, the Brisa states that the Sheikh Vazera of a Zov is Metame Bemaga, but not Ve'eno Metame, Ve'ein Metame Bemasa, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer doesn't agree with this Brisa. He says that the Sheikh Vazera of a Zav is only Metami Bimaga, but it's not Metami Bimasa. So clearly, Rabbi Lezer clearly argues with our Brisa. And even Rabbi Yeshua, the second opinion brought down in this Braisa, for Yeshua, even though he says Omer Ap bin Tami b'Masa, he seems to say that yes, Shichva Zera of Azov is Matami both Mag and Masa, but he says only for the following reason. Because he says it's physically impossible that if you had Keri coming out, then it also doesn't have some bits of Ziva inside of it. Rashi earlier in Dibro Maskel, Keri Bezov Minayin points out that there's differences between the Ziva discharge and a Keri discharge. He says the Zov discharge is Dome Leluban Beitza Hamuzeris. It has the consistency, the viscosity of the albumin, the white part of an egg that has been fertilized, as opposed to Keri has the consistency, the viscosity of the white part of an egg that hasn't been fertilized. So there's slight differences physically in the characteristics of this discharge. And Rabbi Yeshua says that the only reason why the Keri discharge of Azov is Metame, Bimaga, and Masa is not because it's Keri, it's because it's impossible. She have sure below Tzuchi Ziva. It also has some aspect of Ziva inside of it. And therefore, Adkan Lokam Rabbi Yeshua Hasam. The only reason Rabbi Yeshua says in this Braisa, Af Metame, Bimasa, it's Metame, Maga, and Masa is because Elish, she have sure below Tzuchi Ziva, because you can't not have some Ziva discharge mixed in with the Keri. Implication being, Halav Hachi, that if you were able to have a pure, separate Zera discharge without the Ziva mixed in, low, he wouldn't be Matami B'masa. So the author of this Braisa is not Rabbi Eliezer for sure, but it's not even Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, Elo Hai Tanhu, the author of this Braisa is a third opinion. The Tanan L'malamihen, because we learned in the Mishnah, what does it mean L'malamihen? So Rashi, the Ramasa L'malamihen tells us, less Rashi on the staff, Mishlosha Avos HaTumos, that in the Mishnah in Kalim, it talks about the three primary types of Avatumah, the Sheretz, Ushikhazera, the Tommy Mace. These three types of Tumah, the Sheretz, Ushikhazera, and Tommy Mace. And it says, Diktani Le'el Mihach, it says earlier in the Mishnayos, in Masechet Kalim, the Einon Mitamim Elabamaga, that they're only Mitami in regards to Maga. But above them, Limala Mehen, above them, there are things that are Mitame, not only Bimaga, but also Basas. We turn to Chofeim with Beis. And these are as follows. What are those things? Ditna Limala Mehen, Zovel Shel Zov, the Ziva discharge of a Zov, the Roko, and the spittle of a Zov, the Shichva Zaro, and the Zera, the Shichva Zera of a Zov, Umeme Raglov, and the urine of a Zov, and the Davat Nida, and also the blood of a Nida. All of these are metamin, not only b'maga, metamin bein b'maga, bein b'masa. Now, look at the placement over here. That will be critical. But right now, the Gemara says, v'dilma hochanami l'fi sh'yev sho v'lo tzichsuchi ziva. Maybe the reason why it says shichva zera is exactly like Rabbi Yeshua said, because it's impossible to have shichva zera without some ziva discharge in it. Likewise, the meme raglov, it's impossible to have meme raglov without some aspect maybe of ziva in it. And maybe that's why it's metame both b'maga and b'masa. So the Gemara says, no. Im kein lisneu gabe zovo. In that situation, you should have over here the wording, it should have said zovo shel zov, and then it should have said v'shichva zaro umeme raglov. It should have had a different order. Im kein lisnei gabe zovo. If you wanted to say it's because of the tzichtzuche ziva, it should have listed it right after zovo shows off. But it put ruko in there, and therefore maishno diktoni lo gabe roko. Why did it put in the ruko or the roko over there? Elam yishum da'ase me roko. Because it comes to teach us that it has the same din that we learned out on the Braisa, that we now know the author is the author of this Mishnah, is the same author as that Braisa, who holds that the Shichva Zero of Azov is like Rok, and it's Metame B'maga and B'masa. So we've now solved the problem. Who is the author of this Braisa? Bottom line, the author of this Braisa also agrees with the principle of Dayo Mistama, similar to Rabbi Tarfon. So we have no author right now, no Braisa, no Tana, that disagrees with this principle of Dayo, which we said is a din d'oraisa. Mora still questions that. Amli Ravacha midifti l'Ravina. Ravacha, who came from the city Difti, said to Ravina, what about the following Tana? He doesn't seem to hold like Dayo. V'ho hai Tana lo dorish Dayo. The following Braisa doesn't have the din of Dayo in it. Afogad the lo mifri kabachom. And you can't say, well, it's going like Rabbi Tarfon, it's going like the author of this Braisa that we brought down, that agree that Dayo is a principle, but they don't apply if it's going to totally uproot the kabachom. Here we have a Braisa which doesn't uproot the Kavachomer, and yet there is no principle of Dayo. What is this brisa? The Tanya. We learn the following brisa. A mappetz. A mappetz is a mat. It's usually made out of reeds. There are different types of mats. This one is talking about a mat that's made out of reed. The Tanya. Mappetz b'meis minayin. How do we know that this mappetz is capable of contracting tumas meis? As Rashi brings down, idir mappo, mappa b'meis minayin. So he says that it is metame. It is capable of accepting tuma. Lefish nemar b'meis. It says in regards to tumas meis. It says v'chol beged v'chol klior v'gomer, which would teach us eno. This mappetz, it's not a beged. Eino lo b'chal beged, lo b'chal or, it's not a type of leather or hide. The lo b'chal kliates, it's not a type of wooden implement. Minayin shafi luhu mitami b'ol ha-meis. How do we know that there is a din of ol ha-meis, tumas meis, by being underneath the same rooftop as a meis? So this mappetz can accept tuma. How do we know that? That's what the price is saying. The Tanya, mappetz b'meis minayim. How do we know that this mappetz can accept tumas meis from ohel? So the Braisa says, Vidinu, it's a Kavu Chomer. Now, what's the Kavu Chomer? Uma pachim kitanim shetohorim bizov. These pachim kitanim, Rashi tells us that they are incapable of accepting tumas zov. Bechol tumos zov. With any type of tumas zov, these small earthenware utensils can't accept tumah. Why not? Because dichli cheres eino mitame ela miaviro. Because a earthenware utensil is only capable of accepting tumah from its inside, me'aviro, from the airspace within it, and not from its external side. Umitoch shepiv shalot sar, and this pachim ketanim have an extremely narrow opening. They're like a flask, and they have very narrow opening. Ein yochol lahaknis etzbo. The person who's tame cannot pit his fingers inside his kli. His fingers are too big to get inside his kli, letocho. And therefore, it can't become tame via contact. Ulemedras nami lochazi, and it can't be sat upon because it's pachim kitanim, so it doesn't have tumas medras. And ubehest nami, and it can't be metame by moving it. And therefore, lahochi avke rachmon lehest kli cheres bizov beloshun maga. And that's why we call it over here, loshun of maga, because the pasuk says, uchli cheres asher yiga bo hazov. And the bottom line is, we learn that from me. Mihocha nafkalon the zov mitame behest. The zov normally can be mitame something behest, but not a kli cheres. These pachim ketanim. The name of the kol she'eno roy litame b'mago eino mitame beseito. Since you can't mitame with maga because you can't get your fingers inside this little flask, so it can't be mitame as well by movement. Bottom line is, these pachim ketanim are tahorim in regards to a zov. It's not mitame by maga, by masa, or by medrash. And nevertheless, metami b'meis, yet these pachim kitanim can in fact become tame with tumas meis in an ohel. So certainly then a mappetz, which is metame b'zov, if a zov stands on this mappetz, it is metame the mappetz. So touches the mappetz, it is metame the mappetz, moves the mappetz, it is metame the mappetz. So ein odin she tame b'meis. So certainly the mappetz should become tame by coming into the same ohel as tumas meis. This is the kavu chomer. Now, the Kamaisei law, this Braisa tells us it's Metame when you're talking about Bein L'Tumas Erev, it's only a night Tuma until Erev Shemesh, or Bein L'Tumas Shiva, or for 7 days. Now, the Zov is not Metame for 7 days, that's only Tuma of a night. So here we see that we don't apply the principle of Daya. We should have said if you're learning it out from the Kavach Homer, then it should only be Metame one night. But here we see this metame for all 7 days. Amai, that's the Gemara's question. Amai, ahani kavachom l'tumas erev. The kavachom should only work if you apply the principle of dayo for tumas erev. Va'ahani dayo lafuki tumas shiva. And it should remove the tumas shiva. And we see that we don't say that. So he, therefore, is basically saying this kavachomer, we don't apply the principle of dayo. Because we have the application of the Kavu Chomer to teaching with Tumas Erev, and therefore we should have applied Daya to say, but it doesn't make it for 7 days. And therefore, clearly, the Tana of this Braisa doesn't believe in the principle of Daya, even when it's not Mafrik the Kavu Chomer. So that's the question. Here we seem to have a Tana that doesn't hold from Daya. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Omar Lei, Ravina, replied back to Rav Achami Divti. He says, no, your question, Kvar Roma, Niale, Rav Nechumi Bar Zachariah Labai. Your question was already asked by Rav Nechumi Bar Zachariah to Abaye. And Abaye answered him, V'amalei, Abaye. Abaye said to Rav Nechumi Bar Zechariah, he said to him, Tana mi mappetz b'sheretz, my son. No, this din was learned out from sheretz, not from Tumas HaMeis. And in fact, therefore, the Kavu Chomer is going to be totally uprooted if you don't apply it. That's why he doesn't say dayo, because we're learning out from sheretz, which is tumas erev. This is what the Kal Vachomer is teaching us. Mapitz b'sheretz b'nayin. How do we know that the din of sheretz applies to the mapitz? And he said that's the Kal Vachomer b'dinu. Uma pachim ketanim storim mizov tmei b'sheretz. These pachim ketanim that have no application of maga, masa, or medras in regards to Zav, nevertheless, Amitam and Besheretz, a Sheretz touches the Mapitz, it makes it Tomei Ado Erev, so Mapitz, Shetomei Bezav, Enodin, Shei Tomei Besheretz. So certainly the Mapitz, which is Tomei with the Zav, certainly it will become Tomei with the Sheretz. That's the Kal Vachomer. And it has nothing to do with Dayu. This is Tumas Erev, and that's Tumas Erev. Where do we learn out that the Mapitz is, in fact, Tomei for 7 days? Ella, Mapitz, Bemeis, Minayin. How do we learn that? That has nothing to do with this Kal Vachomer. It has to do with the Gzeira Shabbat that we add on top of this Kal Vachomer. Now that we have the Kal Vachomer comparing Sheretz by the Pachim Kitanim to the Sheretz by the Mapitz, then now we can take this Kal Vachomer and add on to it Gzeira Shabbat. Ella, Mapitz, Bemeis, Minayin. Where do we learn that out? Namar, Beged, V'Yor, B'Sheretz. We have the words in the Psukim of Beged and Or in regards to Tumas Sheretz. And the Namar, Beged, V'Yor, B'Beis. And we have the words Beged and Or in regards to Tumas Meis. So this is Gzeira Shabbat of Beged and Or from Sheretz to Meis. And therefore, Ma Beged, V'Yor, Omer, B'Sheretz, Mapitz, Tomei, Bo. Just like by Sheretz, there is a concept of the Mapitz become Tomei from the Sheretz. Through this Gzeira Shabbat of Beged and Or, we learn out, I Beged, V'Yor, Omer, B'Meis, Mapitz, Tomei, Bo. That's how you learn it out, and it has nothing to do with Dayo. And the Gemara, as an aside, tells us, and by the way, this is Mufne. Mufne means when you have Gzeira Shabbat, are the words necessary, and it just happens to be Gzeira Shabbat, or are the words unnecessary, they're called Mufne, and you can have Mufne Mitzad Echad, or Mufne Mitzad Shneit Stadim, that the words were unnecessary to be written by Din 1, and, or they're also unnecessary to be written by Din 2. That's Mufne Mitzad Echad, it was unnecessary on one side, and Mufne Mishneit Stadim means it was unnecessary on both sides. And there are rules when you can question a Gzeira Shabbat if it's not Mufne, if it's Mufne Mitzad Echad, or if it's Mufne Mishneit Stadim. Because Gzeira Shabbat is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if it is Gzeira Sakasav, but if it can be schlugged up, so in the certain situations you can't apply the Gzeira Shabbat. But if it's totally Mufne, so then you see that you do apply the Gzeira Shabbat even if you have a good kasha on it. That's according to everybody. This is a machlokus as to some of these things. We're just going to learn it straight with the way the opinions that our Gemara has. So the Gemara says, yes, it's Mufne, at least from one side. Because the Ilo Mufne, if it wasn't Mufne, then we could say there's a difference between Tumas Sheretz and Tumas Meis. Why is that? The question would be, Ikel Mifrach, we could slug it up by saying, Mal Sheretz, Shekei Metamei B'Chadasha, Tomar B'Meis, Sheinu Metamei B'Chadasha, Elo B'Chazayis. We would be able to slug up this Gzeira Shabbat with the following. The din of Sheretz is Metamei, even with a small amount of Chadasha, with a lentil seed. However, the din of Tumas Meis is only in regards to a Kizayis. So therefore, if you're telling me that it's not Mufne, the Gzeira Shabbat over here was needed, the words Beged and Or by Sheretz needed, the words Beged and Or by Meis to teach me other dinim, and it's just a Gzeira Shabbat, so then if you don't have a Pircha, if you don't have anything, so then it's a valid Gzeira Shabbat. But if you have a Pircha, such as Sheretz has different dinim, then Tumas Meis, Sheretz is B'chadash, a smaller amount, and therefore you can't learn it out to Tumas Meis. If it wasn't Mufne, then you wouldn't be able to learn it out. That's why you're right. Lie, yeah, the Gemara says, Afnuya Mufne. It is actually Mufne. The Gemara says, Michte, Sheretz is Kasha Shechvazera. And now we see that Sheretz, we compared it to Shechvazera. The Siv, O Ish Asher Teitze V'Gomer. It says that the man shall have a zera discharge. And right next to it says, Oisa Sher Yiga B'chol Sheretz, or the person will go and touch a Sheretz. So we see the juxtaposition of these psukim. Uksib Be'bi Shechva Zera, B'chol Be'gi B'chol Or, Asher Yeh Alo Shechva Zera. And it comes to tell us that this then applies in Be'gid V'ar. And Be'gid V'ar, D'chazer Rechmona B'Sheretz, Lomeli, why would I need to tell it to me again? Oh, Shmami no, Liafnuye, it is actually free. It didn't have to repeat it. And the fact that it repeated it comes to teach me that you can't have this pircha on our zera shava. And the Gemara says, that's great if you hold like that, that you only have Mufne Mitzad Echad and you can't ask a Pircha. But there's an opinion that says, no, unless it's Mufne Mishneit Stadim, you can ask Akasha and Shlug up Gzeira Shabbat. So, according to the opinion, Vakati Mufne Mitzad Echadu, it's only Mufne here from one side. But what about the opinion that disagrees with that? Hanich L'mandi Yom Mufne Mitzad Echad L'meidim in M'Sheivin, Mash Shapir. So, according to Mandi Yom, it says, as long as it's Mufne on one side, You can't ask any questions on it. And the fact that the sheretz is b'chadasha and the tumas meis is b'chazayis, that wouldn't be able to shlug it up, because even if it's mufna on only one side, you can't ask any questions. That's great, according to that man d'yomar. But there's another man d'yomar, ela man d'yomar l'meidin u'meshivin, that yes, you can learn it out if it's mufna from one side, but not if there's a question on it. And meshivin, if you have a pirch on it, such as the sheretz is b'chadasha and the tumas meis is b'chazayis, so that's a good pirch. And you would shlug up the Gzeir Shavim Ma'ikel Neymar. So here it seems to be only Mufna on one side. So we could shlug it up. Samora says, no, it's actually Mufna B'Shnei Tzadim. Samora says, not only is it Mufna on the side of the Sheretz, but D'meis Nami Afnuye Mufna. It's also Mufna on the side of Tumas Meis. Because, Michte, let's check this out. Meis ish kash l'shichba zera. Meis is already compared to shichba zera. D'chsiv ha'nogeh b'chol tomi nefesh o isha she'teitzi mimenu shichba zera. B'gomer. So if a person has over here this juxtaposition already between Sheretz of Tumas Meis, Uksu Bei B'Shichva Zera, and it says an extra word B'Shichva Zera, B'Chol Begid B'Chol Or, Asher Yellow Olav B'Shichva Zera. So it already tells me that. Why did it have to tell me it again? Begid Or, D'Chsiv Rachman B'Meis, Lamali, why does it have to tell me it again? Oh, Shema Mino Liafnuye. In fact, it is Liafnuye. It's actually Mufne Mishnei Tzadim. Babi Mufne Mishnei Tzadim, and therefore, everybody holds that you can't ask any questions if it's Mufna Mishneit Stadim. Every man the Omer holds that that is no Pircha, Ein Meshivin. If it's Mufna Mishneit Stadim, Ein Meshivin. We still have one additional problem. The Gemara says, this all works out great if we apply the following principle. There's another machlokus over here that we still could get into. Hanicha, this only works, Laman the Omer, Dun Mina V'Oke B'Asra. Now what does this mean? When you have a Gzeira Shava, so you take Din A and you apply it to Din B, but how do you apply it in Din B? So do you apply it Ba'asra for the appropriate Dinim of Din B? In other words, you can carry it further and say, now that we have this Gzeira Shava, we can apply it in the way that works best for Din B. So therefore, this works out. We can say, in this situation, as Rashi points out, Anichol Man Diyomer Don Minav Oki Biasra Ikel Meimar Delo Itzricha Begid Viyor Demeis. Here, the words Begid Viyor Demeis are totally unnecessary. It's totally Mufne. Elo Liafnuye the Gamrinan Lo Mishich Vazera LeKabuli Tumas Meis. So that's what we need it for. Umok Minan Tumas Meis Biasra. But now, once you have this Zeir Shava, you take Tumas Meis in its place and go with it further. Ma Bishar Kelim Tumas Shiva. Tumas Meis is a 7-day Tumah potentially. So here now we can extend it. We took it from a place of Shichva Zera or Sheretz, which is only 1 day Tumah, but now we bring it into Tumas Meis, and you can carry it further for 7 days. Oh, so if you hold Don Mina V'Oki Basra, we learned it out from something that was 1 day, but we put it into the context of Tumas Meis, which is 7 days, so therefore we learn out Mapitz for 7 days. However, Ella, Laman di Omer Don Mina U'Mina, that you learn it from one place, but you then have to keep it within the context of the place that you learned it from, not in the context of the place that you're learning it to. So here, you're dealing only with 1 day Tumah. Don Mina, Umina. And if we can only learn it out for 1 day Tumah by Tumas Meis. Michael and Neymar, what are you going to say in this situation? As Rashi says, the Milsa Yafina law, Mi Milsa Achrite, if you're learning Din B from Din A, so then, L'chol Mina Dainina Lay, you can learn that for all the dinim. However, you have to keep it within the context of that original din. The Amina Tumas Erev Hu the Isla. It can only teach us Tumas Erev. How would you learn out the 7 days for the Mapits? So Rava answers, no, even according to the opinion that says Domino Mina, you still can learn out 7 days. Why? Because Omar Rava says, Omar Kor, the Pasuk tells us, the Chibastim Bigdechem Bayom HaShvi. There is a din over here. Rashi points out, Ugzeres HaKosavu, the Lo Aminan Bey, Don Mino Mino. Yes, we would have normally learned Don Mino Mino according to this man, the Amrit, and we've only been Tumas Erev. However, we have a din that tells us that by Tumas Meis, there is 7 days. And there's no such thing as Tumas Meis that's less than 7 days. So therefore, Tumos, called Tumos, Shatem Matamin B'Meis, Lo Yupuchus Mishiva. This is Xeris HaKosov, and therefore, even if you hold Don Mino Mina, here you have to say it applies for all 7 days for the Mapitz. And this concludes this sugya. We've now figured out who the author of this brisa is, and that this doesn't, under these brises, go against the principle of Dayo. And we've learned out how we can go and learn through the Xeris Shava, so therefore, it's not a problem of Dayo. Okay, again, somewhat complicated. All this, whenever we have drushas in the Gemara, it's something a little bit complicated for us. I hope it was clear. Let's go on just a little bit more as we get to the Omer Aleph of Chavav. So now the Gemara says, since we had the whole Kal V'chomer between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chacham in the Mishnah, there are other Kal V'chomers that we can learn out. Why don't we learn the following Kal V'chomer out? U'tehei Shein V'regel Chai B'Shus HaRabim Mi Kal V'chomer. Why don't we say the Shein V'regel, which we say are Potter in the Shus HaRabim, because they have a right to go there, to walk there, and to eat there normally, so they're potter from damages that cause the Shus HaRabim. So the Gemara asks, why don't we learn out that you should be Chayiv from the following Kal V'chomer? Uma Keren Shibushus HaNizak. If you do Keren, the unusual type of damages, a short time according to the Chachamim, does Keren damage in the Rishus of the Nizak, you pay in a Mishalim El Chatzin Nezek, you pay Chatzin Nezek, but nevertheless, in the Rishus HaRabim, Chayeves, you do pay in the Rishus HaRabim, also Chatzin Nezek, so certainly Shein V'Regel, Rishus HaNizak, Mishalim Nezek Shalem, since Shein V'Regel, in the Rishus HaNizak, they pay Nezek Shalem, so Ein Odin Rishus HaRabim, Chayev, they should pay Nezek Shalem in the Rishus HaRabim as well. Why do we say that they don't pay anything? So Gemara says, no, we've answered that before. I'm a crowd because the pasuk says, "Will be stay acher." It has to be in stay acher in the Shus HaNizak below the Shus HaRabim, and now the Shus HaRabim. Gemara says that's not our question. We turn to Chavav and Aleph. I wasn't asking that you should pay Nezik Shalem. No, you're right. That says be stay acher. So only for Nezik Shalem you pay Rishus HaNizak by Shein and Regel. However, Mide Kule Kamrinan, I wasn't suggesting you pay Nezik Shalem. Palgo Kamrinan, I was saying that you should pay Chatzi Nezik. Why don't we say that be stay acher? So about full Nezik. Doesn't say anything about Chatzin Nezik, and you should learn that from Keren. Just like Keren, you pay Chatzin Nezik, so too, Shein V'Regel, you should pay Chatzin Nezik. Because after all, Shein V'Regel, you pay fully in the Rishus of the Nizak, whereas the Chacham hold that for Keren, you only pay Chatzin Nezik. So if you pay Chatzin Nezik in the Rishus of the Nizak, and you also pay Chatzin Nezik in the Rishus of the Rabim, so then certainly for Shein V'Regel, which you pay Nezek Shalem in the Rishus HaNizak, you should certainly pay at least Chatzi Nezek in the Rishus HaRabim. That's the Kal V'Chomer that we're saying. Why don't the Chacham hold from? So Gemara says, no, because the Pasuk tells us, Amakwa, the Chatzu Es Kaspo. It says in regards to the Tam type of Keren damages, it says, you shall divide up. You pay Chatzi Nezek Es Kaspo, his Kesef. So that's a Miut. Kaspo Shozeh. Only in this situation, the kesef that you pay Chatzin Nezik for is from the short time itself, from this short time, from this owner, below Kasbu Shalacha, and not in another case when it's not Karen, such as Shein V'Regel. So therefore, it's a miut in the pasuk that tells us not to apply this Kal V'Chomer. So the Kal V'Chomer you can apply on your own, unless you have a pasuk or a logic that tells you why you can't apply the Kal V'Chomer. So this is the first of several Kal V'Chomers that when asked why didn't the Chachamim darsh them out, we'll stop over here. Mitzvah Shem will pick up with additional Kal V'Chomers, why didn't we darsh them out in tomorrow's shiur. Have a wonderful day. There should be shalom on all of Klal Yisrael.